off to class with your friendly robot and brace yourself for mystery, because this week's discovery takes the case with a kid detective. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. When I was a kid, I enjoyed the mystery and suspense of Encyclopedia Brown books. But in the third Sherlock Sam mystery by writing duo A.J. Lowe, Sherlock Sam and the Sinister Letters in Bras Basah, young mystery lovers get a little bit of culture with their whodunit, too. The story follows 10-year-old Sam, his robot sidekick, and their closest friends as they spend the week studying at Singapore's International School. They're excited to make new friends and learn about other cultures, but they also get caught up in a mystery. One of the students has been receiving threatening notes that he's supposed to deliver to his famous father. Fortunately, though, Sam and his friends are able to step in and watch for any suspicious behavior, as well as collect clues that will lead them to the guilty party. Now, this third Sherlock Sam novel is a fun-filled mystery for young readers. It's a short, easy read that puts kids in charge of solving an important case. And though the mystery is somewhat simple, it's not so simple that they figure it all out right away. Kids will also love the characters, from brainy Sam and his long-suffering robot to their supper club of friends and tag-alongs. Though the supporting characters aren't fully developed, they add their own perspectives to the case. But this is more than just another mystery for kids. This series is full of cultural touches that make it stand out. Sam lives in Singapore, and in this installment, he meets kids from various cultures at the International School. His experiences help expose readers to different cultures, and to aid in the process, the authors even offer a glossary of unfamiliar terms, and they throw in a few puzzles and activities to make it a fun-filled learning experience. But is it worth hunting for clues with this kid detective? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. It's an entertaining way to introduce your favorite young readers to mysteries and to other cultures. And after the mystery is solved, readers are sure to seek out other books in the series, too. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Sherlock Sam and the Sinister Letters in Bras Basah by A.J. Lowe is 126 playfully puzzling pages long and is available from Andrews McNeil Publishing. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.